At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
A nice little bounce back for the BetQL Boston podcast on Monday after a rough, rough Sunday. Good morning, Chris Scheim. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. You know what? I'm doing a lot better now than I was earlier today, so I feel good. This is great. We're ready.
Yeah, you tweeted out at about 6:36 today, I'm in shambles. Why are you in shambles today, Scheim? What's
just,
going on with
you? It was a tough start to my day. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. The show, just preparing for the show this morning was like a house on fire for me, and so I was running around, and then I thought I was having bowel troubles, which didn't help the whole situation.
Wow.
So
yikes!
Yeah, it was just it was a nightmare to start my day today. But you know what? I am fully through the workday, and I feel much better. I'm going to go to the gym and feel even better later. It'll be great.
Let's pause. Let's stop for a second. A quick stop on the bowel problems, because I did, before we went on the air today, you were crunching our Reese's. So I'm not a doctor, but I think the Reese's might not be good if you have bowel problems.
I don't actually have bowel problems. I just felt like I did. I had to go use the I had to go number two twice in a span of like an hour and a half. It might have been the night before's dinner. That's kind of what I determined it was. But like at the same time, my father was just recently at the doctor due to some bowel issues, and now that and that was making me anxious, thinking maybe that's hereditary. Am I going to start getting? Am I having issues already? I don't. My bowel's fine. I have an iron bowel. It's fine. But it was a whole thing this morning for me.
And that's Talking Bowels here on the BetQL Boston
Podcast. The Bowel Boys.
You come for bets, we get you bowels. No, we're not. Our picks are stinky, we're the Bowel Boys. But right now,
I was on Sunday.
Monday went well, though. But NHL bets cash. Mike Tomlin wins the dog again. I mean, everything's good. Everything's good.
The overcashed. Everything's great. Ugh. Everything's peachy keen.
Yeah, your dumb BetQL Boston moronic teaser/parlay came home. So that worked out very, very well. We'll get to the Bruins and everything else here, Scheim. Let's start with the Patriots. Still a 5-point favorite. Total still sitting somewhere around 42. But you said yesterday on the podcast the thing you really focused on was going to be the Ramondre Stevenson rushing yards prop.
Correct.
When it was posted. So you've had bowel issues this morning. So you have not seen this yet.
Yep.
It is out and available for you.
Okay.
And you haven't seen it, so this is actually good for the podcast. So you said you wanted to bet on the under. You can bet the under. DK is offering a total of 61.5 rushing yards as of this morning.
Yeah. I want the under. Give me the under. I said yesterday on this podcast I would start to get a little dicey in the 40s. Anything above like 51, 52, I absolutely wanted to hit the under. 61, yeah, give me the under. All day, every day, twice on Sunday.
I don't know where this opened, to be fair. I don't know if I caught the open or not when I opened this morning to see if it was there. But I think it's been bet over already a little bit, because
the juice
is minus 125 on the over. You're getting minus 105, so reduce big on the under. So not only is not only is it in the line in your favor right now, it's suggesting that given the minus 125 move already, that that number might be going up, Sean.
Yeah, so it looks like it opened, at least according to the Action Network, from what I can tell, it opened at 60 and a half. So it's gone up a yard since the open.
But we and just to point out, like, we may end up being a good bet or a bad bet, whatever. We both said that this number would be inflated because people know Damian Harris is not going to play. If you
Correct.
Missed it yesterday, he was not even at practice. You know, if you go back and read the story of how bad he was after the game on Thursday, it's not a surprise. He's not going to play on Thursday. So it's going to be the Ramondre Stevenson, J.J. Taylor, Pierre Strong Jr., Kevin Harris show against a really good Buffalo team. I suspect he's going to be very involved in the offense.
I agree.
But as far as rushing goes, I'm with you. Now, his receiving total has been bet up here as well. I don't know if that's where it started on the Action Network. His receiving total is 28.5 yards, minus 140 right now.
Yeah, so I want to see the receptions number is actually the number I want for Ramondre, because if you look at that last game, he had, what, like 9 catches, but it didn't amount to a mind-blowing yardage total. So his yards per
reception.
No receptions
yet. No receptions total.
Correct.
Yet.
So that's the next number I want to wait for, because, again, I want to go under on rushing yards at 61.5. I will literally play that today. I'm going to go literally bet on the World Cup. After this podcast is over, I will place this bet on Ramondre as well. And then I'm going to wait for his reception total. I want to bet the over on his receptions and the under on his rush yards. That's how I picture Ramondre in this game.
I'm with you. I'm with you on this. I'll be betting the under today as well. Hopefully it's given the odds, given the line, it's not going down from 61.5. It'll go up, if anything. So maybe I'll catch a higher number when I get up there later on today to the great state of New Hampshire. As far as the game and the total goes, no surprise really on the injuries. David Andrews being at practice today, it sounds like, listening to Scott Zolak, he has some information that says Andrews is going to play. That'll help the offensive line. I'm still sort of, I don't have a lot of conviction yet. I was leaning Patriots plus the points. Then you start doing the research on how bad they've been against mobile quarterbacks and Josh Allen coming in. Then you hear Bill yesterday kind of sound old, trying to defend the Patriots not forcing
kinda.
A punt formation. Yeah, I it's weird. I'm starting to like plan out the show for tonight, and I wonder if other Patriot fans like heard that sound. I can't get it's a day later. I can't get over it. Where he's like going out of his way to say, "Well, we did force a punt, and they really didn't."
No, they did not.
Kind of sounded. Am I overreacting to that time that he kind of sounded old?
He absolutely sounded old.
Ugh.
Like, absolutely he did. He made up an excuse that didn't even happen.
He wanted to win a fight with a radio host / producer.
That's something that a 2-10 coach does. Not Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time.
It shouldn't affect my betting angle for this, but I'm a little concerned that now, like Bill's that defensive and thin-skinned about this?
I don't know, man. Kind of wild.
You were leaning Bills plus the points. It's only Tuesday, so we have a couple days before we get down. I have not touched this game yet, not made a bet on this game, so I'm the wrong guy to ask. But any conviction, any leaning toward conviction at this point on this game? Because I admit I'm sort of stuck here, Sean.
No, I'm with you. I am also stuck. My original lean was Patriots plus the points.
Yep.
But as we're speaking, this number has moved down to 4.5.
Really?
Yeah, which makes me like the points less. It's just I'm in a weird spot with this spread and the total for that matter. Right now, the only conviction I have is on those prop bets.
Yeah, I'm 4.5. I mean, I'm with you. Right when you said that, it's like, ooh, I want to bet the Bills. So I guess that's kind of telling me what I want to do. It's,
yeah.
I was like that whole thing where we can't make a decision on something. There's a theory you flip a coin. And, like, if it comes up what you want, well, that's what you wanted anyway.
And if you're disappointed, you know what you wanted?
Yeah, that's what I felt when you said 4.5. I was like, ooh, I want to bet the Bills. That right away, boom, I want to bet the Bills.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, this mobile quarterback thing is legit. Andrew Callahan wrote about it today in the Boston Herald. Kyrie Thompson's written about it at WEEI.com. Bill has a real, real hard time with guys like Lamar, Fields, Josh Allen. Like, name your mobile quarterback, and that is where Bill Belichick has trouble, plus he's fighting with radio hosts about forcing punts and getting very defensive. So I guess, yeah, I'm starting to lean a little bit towards the Bills, but I got a couple days to figure it out. That's the other thing. The Bills have an illness in their locker room, so I'm trying to wait that thing out too. So I'm not betting this game today, but I'm leaning towards Buffalo. I'm leaning towards going to New Hampshire later on today to bet on the NHL because the Prince of Pucks is here. He was a winner last night in the NHL. Bruins are back against the Lightning, hottest team in the league. Good matchup tonight over at the Garden, Chris Schein. We need a Prince of Pucks Tuesday night, post-World Cup. How are we going to make this thing a good Tuesday? Bruins Lightning pick, go.
Yeah, I'm going to lay the puck line with the Bruins tonight. -1.5, the Bruins at +145. I watched what they did against this Tampa Bay Lightning team last time, and that was in Tampa Bay. They were on their heels for 9 minutes. They didn't have a shot for the first 9 minutes of the game. They gave up the first goal, and then they scored five straight. And we just missed that under Lightning under 2.5. They changed that, by the way. Last time it was like plus money. This time, because it's in Boston, under 2.5 for the Lightning is -105.
Oh, wait, for the record, this was the game where you blamed Jack Edwards for losing the bet.
That is exactly correct. Gotcha. Yes. This time I am just gonna lay the points with the Bruins. Like you said, hottest team in hockey. They are undefeated at home. They are 12-0. They are at home tonight. I love the win here. If you don't feel as strongly as me, and you as in the public, don't feel as strongly that the Bruins will dominate in this game, you can bet the 60-minute line at -110. I think that's still good value as well. But I prefer to lay the puck line here. I want that +145 number because I think the Bruins are good for it. So I'm going to go Bruins -1.5 here tonight against the Lightning.
All right, so you got the Bruins straight up. Any prop bets for that game, Sean?
No prop bets on the game. I haven't dove into my points props yet.
Thing. Yeah, bowels have been an issue.
Yeah, so it was tough. Normally that's my time in the morning. Take a look. I do have another bet across the NHL though that I want to make tonight.
Oh, sorry. Let me get out of the way, Prince of Pucks. I thought you were okay. Done. Go ahead.
Sorry. I want to bet the over 6 in the Seattle Kraken LA Kings game. It doesn't start until 10:30, so again, I will be asleep. This is one of my bets where I just place it and I don't see a single second of the game.
Set and forget it, Ron Papil.
Set it and forget it, just like last night with the Panthers-Oilers. We cash on that over. I want to go over on Kraken Kings. The Kraken are on a 5-game win streak, and in this 5-game win streak, they are scoring like crazy. They're also giving up a decent amount of goals as well. They're kind of Oilers-esque in that fashion where they're going to score a ton, but they're also going to give up a few. The Kings have actually been pretty decent this year as well, so I love the over 6 in this game.
All right, that's a lot of bets, but it's not the last bet you're going to make today. You said today one of the other reasons why you had a morning, quote-unquote, in shambles was because you're nervous about this USA-Iran game today. I'll admit, I'm not.
Mike, you didn't hear the press conference. It's Iran, not Iran.
Okay, I did. I mean, this is. It's tough to get excited about a sporting event in which one of the sides, like their families, are being threatened.
Correct.
By the government. But hey, congrats. Everyone can go online today. They can wear their little, not sweaters, wear their scarves. And go to little bars in Southie and cheer on the World Cup and pretend they didn't kill hundreds of people to try to get these stadiums built, or they can't. There all these human atrocities happening. Oh no, it's footy. We're having fun. I believe that we can win. Let's not talk about all that other stuff. The hypocritical soccer fans. So you okay? Hypocritical.
To be fair,
soccer fan.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Time out. To be fair. Let's not drag all of soccer fans. To be fair, we as football fans also allow for women beaters and child beaters to play constantly.
Disagreed. Every NFL player is a Saint, Sean. You know that.
But again, we overlook those things.
I know. Iran especially it's a tough one to really like sit down and want to enjoy the game of soccer is what I would say with this team involved. But
yeah, that's fair.
It's a big game for Team USA. Huge spot this afternoon, 2:00. I'll be betting on a draw because that's the only thing that happens in soccer. They just draw all the time. I'm taking a draw or Iran to win outright. Because their family's being threatened, and I've always felt a big angle for me. Family's being threatened. Your team plays a lot harder. Your thoughts on Team USA today, Sean?
Yeah, USA needs to win this game to advance to the knockout stage, basically.
Sure do.
This is one of the most important games in recent U.S. soccer history, I would say probably within the last decade or so. This team, all we hear about is how talented this team is, how good this team is, how young this team is. They need to prove that they're able to rise to the occasion. And so with that, I will be betting the USA money line at +100.
Wow.
I will also be betting the USA team total over 1.5 at +135.
Really?
Yes. I expect the USA to score 3 goals in this game. That's my hope. I expect 2. I'm hoping 3. I might dabble in the over 2.5 at plus 450, but I'm far more confident in the over 1.5 plus 135.
All right, so of those 2 games you're betting today, the USA soccer team and then you're betting 2 NHL games tonight.
Yep.
Of those 3 bets, your most confident bet would be?
Oh, the Bruins minus 1.5.
No questions.
Yeah, no questions. I'm not even going to hesitate with that one. Come on now.
If USA loses, we'll get a full recap for you tomorrow on this because you're into it. You've been into it for a while. So
yep.
I look forward to your win-or-loss recap, either them getting knocked out or advancing. We'll have a full-shine recap tomorrow. It'll be a day closer to Patriots and Bills Thursday night here at Gillette Stadium. There's a lot of wind in the area Wednesday and
Ooh,
Thursday, but
a little chilly
it looks
too.
Like I'm going to be out of there by Thursday night, so it should be plenty. Weather should be fine.
And I tweeted about how I was Patriots in shambles this morning.
Yeah.
By the way,
if
the USA gets knocked out, tomorrow's going to be a day.
I look forward to your tweets.
Big market tease. Big market tease.
Look forward
right there.
To your tweets this afternoon. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. We gave you a million bets for today. We're back tomorrow to recap your soccer bets, your NHL bets. We'll have Celtics and Heat tomorrow as well. We'll have a better injury list, I think, or report heading into that game. Day close to the Patriot chime. Anything else as you go to try to shake off some early morning bowel issues and go to the gym on this Tuesday morning?
Nope. I'm going to head to the gym. I'm going to walk slash jog mile and a half or so.
Nice.
Lift a few weights, get home, and get ready for this game.
All right. Look forward to your tweets during the game today, Shine Time. Excellent work by you. Good job in the NHL. Thank you, Mike Tomlin. We'll talk tomorrow. Thanks.
Thank you, Mutt. See ya.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.